Saturday morning, the Experts program continues on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Nan Lesnick's our retirement expert. She's back with us. Good Saturday morning to you.
Good Saturday morning to you, too.
So, you know, this is a big month on the Monterey Peninsula. So much going on this month. Let's see. Last weekend, we had the county fair. This weekend, we have the Festa Italia at the Customs House Plaza in Monterey. Don't know if you guys are going to head down there for that, but should be a lot of fun. And then, let's see, next weekend, there are races. The next two weekends are races at Laguna Seca. And then the last weekend of September will be the Jazz Festival.
This
is a heavy-duty month. Good month to own a motel.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, we got to talking about life expectancy the other day, Nan, and you know that it's a commonly used term in financial planning. We started talking about Bob and Betty, and there was actually something called the Actuary's Longevity Illustrator. You've had a chance to take a look at one of these. What does it tell us?
Well, what it tells us is what the probability is that you will live to a certain age. Now, there's an assumption that is made here and that these people are very healthy at age 62. And one of the things, Elaine Floyd wrote this article, and many people know that she's kind of my go-to person for good information on Social Security and Medicare. And what she said in this article, and I think that this is true, a lot of baby boomers will live much longer than they think, especially the healthy ones, because we're more conscientious about nutrition and exercise. And also, early intervention with a heart problem or cancer is extending our lives just tremendously. So when I talk to people, and yesterday was a perfect example, I had a couple in my office. He was saying, well, she's getting ready to retire. He's already retired. And he claimed at age 62. He knows it's a mistake, but he didn't meet me until he was 66. But anyway, he said, I think she should claim at full retirement age because she's going to lose $120,000 if she waits. So what he's counting up is the money that she's not going to collect between 66 and 70.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had just prepared this article to send to you, so I showed him some of the information here. And I started out by saying, you know, your wife has the larger Social Security benefit. Yes, there isn't any question. She's been a professional, a healthcare professional, and she has a very handsome Social Security benefit. I asked her, just stick with their names, Bob and Betty, okay, from our example. I said, Betty, is your mother still alive? She says, yes, she is. I said, how old is she? She said, she's 93. I said, how is her health? She says, she's in great health. So it's likely that you might live that long. She said, oh yeah, all my mother's siblings are still alive and they're all over 90. So I said to Bob, we have to consider that, don't we? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, so what we find in this article here, that if someone, in this case, we had Bob in the example, but where I'm talking, if Betty ends up living to age 90, they'll receive $400,000 more in benefits. What do you think the likelihood of her living to age 90 is, given her life expectancy? And he chuckled. Then he said, well, if she doesn't step off the curb when the don't walk sign is up, it's probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, do you think you can take that $120,000 and turn it into $400,000 of lifetime income? And he started to laugh. And I said, what we're talking about is we're talking about buying a pension. You know, that's what we're always talking about when we're dealing with retirement income. Social Security being your pension. You might have a pension from work, but fewer people do. So that's part of a pension. And pension, I know there's a technical definition, but the definition we use is an income you cannot outlive.
Right.
That's what we want to be sure, that you have the highest possible income that you cannot outlive. So there's a chart here that I sent to you, and what it says here is for this 62-year-old couple, Bob and Betty, he has a 35% chance of living 35 more years. She has a 46% chance, and there's a 65% chance that either of them will live. Now, that's kind of funny that his is 35, hers is 46, but when they blend that statistic, there's a 65% chance that one of them will live 30 more years.
Mm-hmm.
A 38% chance that one of them will live 35 more years.
Wow.
Wow. That speaks to the planning that we're talking about, doesn't it?
It does. Nan, I know that when we look at these stats, oftentimes it shows that the wife, the woman, will always live longer than the man up to a certain point, I believe. But after a certain age, doesn't it kind of even out? Like if they both make it to 90, they've got an even shot of going farther?
No, I think it's at 95.
95. It's an even shot that, you know.
Yeah. So, in reality, it is a long time, a long time. So,
absolutely. We have to wrap it up here, but the one thing that we haven't really talked about today, we have to put it into a future program, is there's always those X factors that come up that can kind of mess with some of our plans, and that's medical expenses, because we don't know what is going to happen to us medically as we age, and so we need to talk about making sure that we're best prepared for the cost of those types of scenarios. I think one of these days we'll have to get into the issue of long-term care insurance, right? We've talked about that before, but it always bears bringing back up because a lot of times people aren't thinking too much about that, or maybe they're paying for one of those things.
Well, let me just clarify language here, Mark. Mm-hmm. Let me say this. We'll talk about planning for long-term care.
Yeah, okay? Planning for long-term care.
May or may not be using an insurance product, because there are many ways, and that we absolutely should talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big one out there. Sometimes when people think that they have a certain amount of coverage or protection, well, that may not end up being the case down the line. So we've got to get into that as well. So Nan Lesnick's been our guest. If you want to know more about these issues and you want to look at this in black and white on paper, give Nan a call at her office, 656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com. Nan at lesnickcompany.com is her email. Thank you, Nan.
Thank you, Mark.